Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are very marvelous. How's everyone doing here? This is brought to you live from the Blog Talk Radio. This is this marvelous radio show. How's everyone doing today? How's everyone doing? This is great Friday, July 31st, the very last day of July for 2015. Hope everyone's doing great. Hope everyone's having a wonderful time, a great, great, wonderful time. I was trying to get my studio audience out there. What's doing here? All right. Ooh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Well, July 31st, 2015. I hope you're having a wonderful time. I hope you're keeping yourselves dry here, my fellow Central Georgians over in Macon, Georgia. And I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of old school. This is from the late, great Clisby Clark from my alma mater. This was the song that pretty much made me become a Georgia Bulldog fan for life. And this is pretty much the song that made me send my transcripts to the University of Georgia. And here is the legendary Clisby Clark with this song, Bulldog Bite. Get it. That's it, everybody. Okay, come on now. Don't be
bulldog might, but just to you.
School is opening up. Matter of fact, Bibb County Schools
in the Macon, Georgia area. It's going to be Monday. So, kids, I know you're going to feel bad because it's raining, because this is the last weekend you have before school starts. But definitely, definitely get all your school school equipment and school supplies. This is the time to get them right now. Especially, I think today and tomorrow, July 31st and August 1st, I think JCPenney and I think all the stores that have a school supplies right now, they have like a tax-free weekend, which means that all the parents who have children, school children, you can get all your school supplies that you need and don't have to pay any sales tax. So, you know, if you need to get some now. And besides, I know this because my sister had to get some for my nieces and nephews. And I'm really good because my youngest niece, she's starting pre-K, and my oldest niece, she's gonna be going to the 11th grade. My two nephews in the middle, the 14-year-old, the oldest nephew, he's starting his freshman year in high school. He's starting the 9th grade, so I'm proud of him. And my second youngest nephew, the middle nephew, he's going to be starting in middle school. Well, he's going to be in middle school, starting his second year in middle school. Yeah, 7th grade, yeah. 7, because they're 2 years apart. So he's going, yeah, the middle one is going, middle nephew is going to the 7th grade. The oldest one is going to the 9th grade. So he's starting his first year in high school. Hope all of them do well. And if you happen to be listening, I wish you all the best of luck. Good luck, children. Good luck. And without further ado, let's get into the news. This is from CNN. It says that an ex-university cop in Sandy Bullock shooting death pleads not guilty. It says former University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges of the murder and voluntary manslaughter in the July 19th shooting death of Samuel DeBose. At the arraignment, the judge set Tensing's bond at $1 million. Some inside the courtroom applauded when Judge Megan Shanahan announced the bond, and she quickly admonished him and called for order in the court. Tensing posted bond later in the day, according to the Hamilton County Clerk of Court's website. His next court date is set for August 19th. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters announced the charges at a news conference this week. He says that I have been doing this for over 30 years. This is the most asinine act I've ever seen a police officer make. Totally unwarranted, he said. It's an absolute tragedy in the year 2015 that anyone would behave in this manner. It was senseless, unquote. Dieters played body camera footage of the traffic stop shooting that appeared to contradict Tensing's version of what happened. The prosecutor, who said he was shocked when he first saw the video, was adamant that DeMose, who was black, had not acted aggressively towards Tensing, who was white. He said Dieters added that people want to believe that Mr. DeBose had done something violent towards the officer. He did not. He did not at all. I feel sorry for his family and what they lost, and I feel sorry for the community too, Dieters said. Reporter asked Dieters whether he thought Tensing tried to mislead investigators looking for the incident. He said yes. I think he was making an excuse for a purposeful killing of DeBose, who was unarmed. Tensing fatally shot DeBose, age 43, during a July 19 traffic stop over an alleged missing license tag. The officer had said he was forced to fire his weapon almost being run over. His body camera video captured Tensing telling other officers soon after the shooting, "I think I'm okay. He was dragging me. I thought I was going to get run over. I was trying to stop him." But the DeBose family is reeling in the incident. According to Sam DeBose's sisters, Tarina DeBose Allen said the presence of body cameras helped bring the story to light. Mayor John Cranley said he's satisfied with how the case has progressed. And Cincinnati Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell said that these difficult times for law enforcement agencies around the country in light of the police shooting deaths
in Ferguson, Missouri, and other shootings involving white officers and black victims. He says it is the most difficult policing environment in the history of our nation, but that doesn't excuse away bad behavior, he said. We have got to be right. We have got to be constitutional. And Tensing, who's the police officer who's been found, who pleaded not guilty, is 25 years old. Tensing's attorney believes the officer feared for his life. According to Stu Matthews, who told CNN, said the guy jams the keys in the ignition. He turns the car on, jams it into drive, and mashes the accelerator. He wasn't slowly pulling away. Tensing feared for his life. He thought he was going to be sucked under the car that was pulling away from him. He thought that was going. He was going to be sucked under and killed, unquote. The officer's account was contradicted by Deavis, the prosecutor, who said that Tensing was not dragged. It says, Mr. Deavis said that this does not happen in the United States. People don't get shot for a traffic stop unless they're violent towards a police officer. And DeBose wasn't, Deavis said. He was simply slowly rolling away. That's all he did. Now, two other university officers who responded to the fatal shooting have been put on paid administrative leave as an internal investigation is underway, according to the University of Cincinnati Police Department. Wow. We'll have more further updates on this as news progresses for this weekend. I'll have to see if I'll have more about it tomorrow. For our Middle Georgia listeners, it's really important. It's 5:16 p.m. right now, in case you just tuned in. This is Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. It's 79 degrees outside with some raining. It stopped raining for a while, but had some 40% chance of rain, I think probably 50%. It's 79 degrees. It was at 94 degrees for the high with a low of 72 degrees. So obviously the rain definitely was needed. Rain was definitely needed today in order to cool off the asphalt, the roads on here. I mean, you could tell how hot it can be when it's like 95 degrees plus, and when the rain hits, you could just see steam coming off the pavement. It's just, I mean, I've never been so happy to see rain, truth be told. And to round off the weekend, Saturday, it's also going to be a rainy day tomorrow for Saturday here in Macon. The high is going to be 92 with a lot of showers and a low of 71. High of 92 degrees and a low of 71 degrees. And rounding off the weekend, Sunday is going to be nice and sunny, maybe a smaller chance of rain, like 25-30% chance of rain. Is going to be sunny with a high of 94 and a low of 72. Of course, for my Middle Georgia listeners, I got to get into this severe thunderstorm warning that we're having in at Dooley County and Houston County so far that I know. Oh, and Pulaski County. Just want to let you know about that. They're just getting this from the Weather Service, Weather Alert Service from NWS, National Weather Service from WJXA. And to repeat again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 5:30 p.m. for the counties of Blakely County, Dooley County, Houston County, and Pulaski County. At 4:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles west of Cochrane, moving southwest at 15 miles per hour. Other locations in the warning include, but are not limited to, Perry, Cochrane, Hawkinsville, Unadilla, Polk, Magnolia, Pulaski State Prison, Gravania, Olmogee Public Fishing Area, Haynesville, Henderson, Browndale, Grove Park, Clinchfield, Moss Oak, Elko, Coley Station, Sandbed, Porter, and Klondike, Georgia. More information can be found online at WJXA.TV, on Facebook by searching WJXA-TV, and other national and other weather alerts. Stay tuned for more updates, or at least until the remainder of this program, if you just received this. Right now, it's going on 5:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I have some more stories to talk about. Of course, one of the biggest stories that we found out, and it's been really, really terrible, hard to stomach, assuming this right about now, but heard some stories about, of course, earlier this week, Bobby Christina Brown died this past Sunday. This came out after last Sunday's broadcast. Bobby Christina Brown, the only child of the late singer Whitney Houston, died Sunday, almost 6 months after she was found unresponsive in a bathtub, mirroring the way her superstar mother died in 2012. She was 22 years old. She was born March 4th, 1993. She passed away on July 26, 2015, surrounded by her family. The Houston family said in a statement, quote, "She is finally at peace in the arms of God. We want to, again, thank everyone for their tremendous amount of love and support during these last few months." Earlier this week, the Fulton County Medical Examiner Office said an autopsy would be conducted to determine what led to Brown's death. Whose father was R&B singer Bobby Brown, was born to the spotlight March 4, 1993, as I said earlier, and was often photographed with her iconic mother before Houston's death on the eve of the 2012 Grammy Awards. The singing sensation's death was ruled an accidental drowning in the bathtub, with cocaine and heart disease listed as contributing factors. In June 1993, Houston spoke to Rolling Stone about Brown's birth and said becoming a mother was her top accomplishment. She said, "Having Bobby Christina, I could never do anything that could top that. There's nothing more incredible in my life than having her," Houston gushed. She adds on to say that God knows I've been in front of millions and millions of people, and this has been incredible to feel that give-take thing. But, man, when I gave birth to her and when they put her in my arms, I thought, this has got to be it. This is the ultimate. I haven't experienced anything greater," unquote. After her mother's death, Brown and her family starred in a short-lived Lifetime reality series titled The Houstons on Our Own. After the series wrapped up, Brown was in and out of news headlines, with much of the media sensation focusing on her relationship with boyfriend Nick Gordon, a man who lived with her family from the time she was a child, who she later referred to as her husband. Brown often took social media to blast critics who called the relationship incest, insisting that her mother never formally adopted Gordon and that she would be happy to see the two linked romantically. In January 2004, she claimed they got married, though her father later said the pair had never legally wed. Shortly after her mother's shocking death, Brown told Oprah Winfrey she felt her mother's presence. She said, "I can hear her voice in spirit talking to me. Keep talking to me. I got you," Brown said in an interview about a month after her mom's death. "She's always with me. I can always feel her, and I can always feel her with me." And at the time, Brown said she wanted to follow in her mother's footsteps. Now, Gordon and a friend discovered Brown in a tub on January 31st, and Gordon attempted to revive her. She was taken to the hospital, where her famous father and extended family remained by her side. As Brown lay in various hospitals for months, the Houston and Brown sides of her family frequently feuded over how to care for her, making headlines with their disagreements. Bobby Christina Brown and Bobby Brown were set to record a tribute to Houston later this year, according to Fox 41. Houston left her entire career, Miss Whitney Houston left her entire estate to her daughter, reportedly worth more than $100 million. Wow. That is something else. In other related news about the Houston Brown family feud going on, I'm not trying to stir the pot or anything, not by any means, but it says that the Houston Brown family are at odds over Bobby Christina's funeral plans. Of course, her funeral is scheduled to be tomorrow. I don't know the exact time, but it's scheduled to be tomorrow. And Bobby, according to Page6.com, Bobby Christina Brown's aunt has been slammed by her family after reports she sought donations for a Sweet 16-themed funeral for her niece. Bobby Brown's sister, Leola, has taken a Facebook page to ask the public not to donate one red cent to the Marion P. Foundation. It's quote that the Brown family had just learned that Mario that Marion Patricia Houston, a.k.a. Pat Houston, is asking for the public to send money to her foundation, the Myron P. Foundation, on behalf of my niece, Bobby Christina. Quote, she wrote, please keep your money in your pockets and give absolutely nothing to the Marion P. Foundation, unless you don't mind supporting such an evil and dirty foundation, unquote. Now, Leola Brown has fired off before at Pat Houston, who is married to Whitney Houston's brother, Gary, saying that she was never liked by the singer or Bobby Christina, and that she was only interested in money. And Leola Brown said, you notice no matter what I say, Pat never says anything following to at least defend herself. Leola Brown said, if what I was saying was untrue or just talking for no reason at all, why would she not defend herself if I'm wrong? I will tell you, because she cannot talk back the truth. She has no leg to stand on. And the broadside comes as the Daily Mail reports that singer Dionne Warwick, Whitney Houston's cousin, has threatened to boycott the funeral because Pat Houston wants to make the farewell a Sweet 16 themed funeral. And Dionne is planning a trip and threatening to not attend the funeral because Pat Houston is taking over, even though she should be making decisions with Bobby and not doing it on her own, quote-unquote, a source told by the Mail. Says Dionne resents Pat acting like she's the head of the Houston family when in reality she is married into the family. Also, everyone knows that Bobby Christina and Pat didn't get along well after her mother died because she was trying to run her life and tell her what to do with the money she inherited. Now, the source said that, quote, Pat wants to have a Sweet 16-themed funeral, but Dionne feels that is stupid and disrespectful to Bobby Christina, which I have to admit, though, not to show bias, but I have to agree because what she needs a Sweet 16-themed funeral when she's past the age of 16. She's 22. She's not 16. And speaking of which, further update about that, since she died Sunday, Bobby Christina died at the age of 62, 6 months after she was found face down and unresponsive at the bathroom of the home she shared with then-boyfriend Nick Gordon, who was age 25. Some other news, another update about this, that Gordon is now a person of interest to investigators attempting to piece together the events that led to Bobby Christina's untimely death. Now, according to this, they may say that there may be a criminal element to this. There may be something really shady about this, about Bobby Christina's demise. It could be, I don't know whether or not they're saying that it could possibly be a murder or what. We don't know. But I will do my best to see if I can get more updates about Gordon and whether or not they consider it a murder or an accident or whatnot. Hopefully we'll have more details about this, and they'll have the autopsy sometime maybe the end of next month, which is, well, tomorrow, I guess. Sometime in August, hopefully, at the earliest. Well, I do have one more story, and it's about the Cox family home that catches fire. This is from here in Macon, Georgia. Well, actually, yeah, the house in Macon, Georgia. I mean, yes. This is here from WGXA. It says that the Georgia home of the Cox family, who helped push forward the legalization of medical cannabis oil in Georgia, caught fire earlier this week, this past Monday. The house belongs to the parents of Haley Cox, who sparked legislation to legalize the use of medical cannabis oil in Georgia in order to treat her uncontrollable seizure disorder. It's located on Maynard Mills Road in Forsyth. According to Monroe County Fire Chief Donnie Mercer, the blaze is believed to be caused by electrical problems and caused major damage to the home. Republican State Representative Alan Peake of Macon posted on his Facebook page yesterday that the Northway Church in Macon is taking the lead on providing assistance. Now, anyone who's listening to this program, anyone interested in helping the Cox family, especially if they want to donate to help them rebuild their house, can contact the church 478-476-1971. That's 478-476-1971. Or just go online to www.northwaychurch.net/giving-to-the-hash. Haley-Cox-Family. And fortunately for them, fortunately for that family, no one was in the home at the time of the fire going when the fire went house went ablaze. No one was there at the home, and no one was hurt. So, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for that. Talk about a miracle. Talk about a miracle right there. Yes. Well, that's pretty much all the time that I have right now here on this Marvelous Radio Show. I hope you keep yourselves cool. And according to one of my Facebook friends, Samantha Roberts, who's on channel NBC, channel 12 in Virginia, I think. Yeah, I think they are in Virginia. Yes, she's in Virginia. You know, as much as hot as it is right now this weekend, you know, I mean, I feel sorry for the people who live in Phoenix. It's 108 degrees, but hey, it could be worse. Think about that. I mean, think about this. Think about this. According to the map that they have, is that it says that I was looking at the air temperature and the dew point temperature over on their Facebook page, and they had something about Iran. The city of Bandar Mashar in Iran has a freaking heat index. I think it's at 100. It's 115 degrees. But check this out. The heating index over in Bandar Mashar in Iran, it's at 165 degrees. 165 degrees, the heat index over there. Could you imagine that? That means you thought it was hot. It has got to be, you know, it just sizzling hot over there in Iran. 165 degrees heat index. Oh my goodness, you real? And they want to have nuclear weapons? My goodness, they will just totally, man, please, if they give them a nuke, my goodness, they'll blow themselves up. Just the heat alone will just basically just combust. They'll blow themselves up just for the heat wave, man. No, they'll blow themselves. They'll end up blowing themselves if it keeps getting that hot. I'm just saying. But thank you, Samantha Roberts from NBC Channel 12. I appreciate you contributing to my show. I'll give you a thanks later. And it's 5:33. That's pretty much all the time that I have for the Tomorrow's Radio Show. Be sure to check us out unless notified for a time change every Friday afternoon at 5:30 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock p.m. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a lovely and marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.